breakfast with Wendy's new $3 English muffin deal for a limited time.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Select a request English muffin deal to obtain discount. Not valid for all card or combo orders. Single item at regular price. Prices are higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Thunder Country weather.
This Thunder Country weather update brought to you by Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton. For everything tires, for everything automotive, see Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center in Sheraton. We'll see showers on the overnight tonight. Less than a tenth of an inch of rain is expected. Your Tuesday's going to be a wet one in the afternoon. An 80% chance of rain.
Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country, brought to you by People's State Bank in Albia. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now, live from high atop the square in downtown Albia, Just Start Talking.
With me for my installment of Just Start Talking, I've got three individuals here in the studios. One of them, Linda Hoskins, Caleb Hazelhune, and Dave Paxton. Folks, thanks for being with me here on KIIC.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. I'm glad you're here. We've got an exciting item to be talking about. Murder at Rancho Mucho Dineros. It's going to be a play that's going to be happening at the King Opera House very, very soon, May 24th, 25th, and 26th. Let's go ahead and dig into it. Caleb, let's talk about it. Since you're the director, lead us through that.
Yeah, so our production up at the theater is going to be a lot of fun. So how the evening starts off, it starts off kind of like any other play where some action will take place up in front of the audience. And then one of the characters gets murdered. And then towards the end of the play, everyone in the audience has an opportunity to ask questions of all of the other shady characters that are on stage. And then the audience has a chance to accuse who they think killed the character. And then all is revealed towards the end of the show.
That would be cool to have a sequel, and of course that would be the trial of
exactly.
So let's go ahead and talk to Linda for a little bit. You've peeked in a couple of times, Linda, to watch rehearsal. Give us a little background to what you see.
Well, some of the people that are playing the characters are maybe not in the normal role that you would see them as. And so I don't want to reveal too much because it will be a fun surprise when you look at the program and see what's going on. But what I can tell you is I hope our community will come out and support this because it is truly going to be a fun, entertaining evening. Just, you know, it'll pass by quickly and lots of laughs, which is good for the soul. And, you know, we've been trying at King Opera House to do a variety of things. We know movies are important, but we've also branched out in trying to do live entertainment. And we think this really fits the bill with what people would like and enjoy. And, you know, there's not too much to do. Just come and buy a ticket, sit down, enjoy some good concession stand. And we're going to do something a little different, too. We'll have some charcuterie boxes. And hopefully, we're working on it now, possibly a situation where, because of the special event, people might be able to bring in their own beer or wine, you know, whatever they would prefer in that sense. So more coming on that.
All right. And Dave Paxton, Linda mentioned, buy a ticket. Talk about that.
I think they're $10. $10. Cheap. I mean, that's for this murder mystery that you'll get your money's worth. It's been great. I've been in community theater here probably since about 1984, and done the Restoration Days, Follies, Forever with Dan Walker. Worked with several different directors, but Caleb is he's really a good director, and he's kind of a hard nut sometimes. We have to stand up straight and this whole memorizing your lines 2 weeks before the play is something that is kind of scary. But the show is one thing I would tell people that come: don't try to sit there and say, "Well, that doesn't make sense." there's a lot about this that really doesn't make a lot of sense until the very end.
Yes.
And then it all comes together.
Yes.
So you do have to pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a lot of things written in there to kind of try to curb your attention and take your attention away from the real murderers, which is fun.
It's been fun for me, right. Pat, because I grew up on the Three Stooges. And this play, really the genre of this play is directly, I mean, historically, it goes right back to that slapstick comedy and just outrageous kind of stuff. And it's so fun to project. And Caleb has just, he just encourages us, tells us, orders us to project, to make it bigger than life, right, Caleb?
Right, yeah. And what's fun, this is actually, this show is published by a British company, and it's set in Texas, and so it's sort of fun to see this publisher sort of take on what people from Texas are like. So there's a lot of references to, like, guns and a lot of yeehaws and Southern accents. And
Varmints.
Yeah. The cast is really just doing a great job, too. We've got some people that are really new to the stage in this sense, and they have just taken it and ran with it here. And I think it's going to make for just a really fun evening for more of, like, kind of adults on up. It just is going to be a lot of fun.
We'll talk about that cast here in a little bit, but for my installment of Just Start Talking, I've got three people here in the studio. I got Linda Hoskins, Caleb Hazelhune, and Dave Paxton working through the King Opera House. And Dave, I was hoping that you would echo Linda's sentiments as well in terms of the live entertainment. That's one of the things that's been pushed a lot for the King Opera House, and this is a beautiful example of having the community involved in it.
Yeah, really, the King Players date back to the early 70s when it was the Albia Community Theater. And so we have done, COVID really messed up our schedule. It messed up a lot of things in terms of people coming out of their caves to see a live entertainment and even movies. So we're just getting back on our feet. And in terms of that, and Caleb came up with this idea. He's kind of on a break between in his PhD studies. He's going to get done with this, and then he's going to perform in two operas this summer. So he graciously offered his expertise and his gifts of directing and acting, and so that we could put this on. This play will work a lot better if there's a whole bunch of people in the audience.
That makes sense. That makes sense for sure. Caleb, let's go ahead and dig into the cast. You've got some community people that are involved with. Mm-hmm. Start talking about the lay of the land for those people.
Sure. So Dave is obviously playing in one of the characters.
My name is B.S. Shawshank.
B.S. Shawshank. And then Jan Starcevic has been seen a lot on the stage here and also directs the theater at the high school. She is playing kind of our matriarch, Mary Moonshine. And then McKenna Arbogast, who's new to the Albee area. She's done a lot of theater. She graduated from Cardinal High School, and then she went to Indian Hills for a couple of years and did theater there. And she's also my second cousin, fun fact. She is playing Betty Jean and Betty Jo Moonshine, who are two twin sisters. And she's doing a really great job at that. And then we have Albee High School standout Gavin Archer, and he is playing our private investigator, Billy Clyde Moonshine, who's also a cousin of the family. And then we have Cara and Darren Manson. They are known bluegrass stars around the area.
Yes,
and
they are.
They came out to audition for our show, and I'm just so glad that they did. They're just doing an excellent job. And for people that are used to seeing them up there at their band show and their bass and that way are just going to be in for a real treat to come out and see them in this new light. They're just really doing a great job. And then I've picked up a role as Buck Board. That's my character's like a love interest of one of the twin sisters. So yeah,
it's you got to keep that straight.
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit of a soap opera. People who are in love with other people, and other people are showing up, and it's just pretty crazy. But it's a lot of fun. And then also there's there's one other character, Uncle Stinky, who over the course of the play has been in a drunken stupor for the last 2 years after tasting some of his own homemade moonshine. And he is going to be played by a different sort of community celebrity each night of our show. And I can announce one of them on Friday night. Stinky will be played by former superintendent Kevin Crawl.
Oh, my gosh. That's worth the price of admission right there,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, come out and see Kevin play an old moonshiner.
I tell you what, you sold me to get one ticket. I don't know if it's worth going to two or three, but by golly, I'm no
one. Yeah, we'll have a different celebrity each performance.
Yeah,
so
that is a great idea for sure. I'm talking with Linda Hoskins here in the studio with Caleb Hazelkuhn and Dave Paxton. They're touting the play that's going to be happening at the King Opera House, Murder at Rancho Mucho Dineros. It's going to be happening May 24th, 25th, and 26th. Give us a start time, Linda, as make certain that we get there on time.
May 24th and 25th is a 7:30 start, which is a little bit different than most of our regular movies and events. And then 2 o'clock on Sunday, the 26th.
A matinee.
There are people in our community that do like the Sunday afternoon because they don't like to drive after dark and things such as that, or they just might be busy, you know, and so it's a nice time just to come and sit and enjoy, you know, some live entertainment. I want to give another little plug for Caleb because I just think it's so special. He's an Abia Community High School graduate. You know, he's gone off to really, really good things, working on his doctorate. And, you know, I don't know of many individuals that really would give their time to come back when they're really very busy and they're getting ready to go across the ocean to perform, to come back and give their time and energy. So I just think that's a real tribute to him, that he cares about his hometown, he cares about his roots. And he's not new to directing. I can't remember, it was Snoopy something, I think, he directed in his early years. And then he also has done Bye Bye Birdie in Abia. You know, again, kind of rescued us when a time when we needed something to be happening, and he stepped up to the plate and did it each of these three times, and we appreciate that.
Well, let's take a little bit of a right turn. Talk about that, Caleb. Talk about your early directing then.
Yeah, so like Linda said, I graduated from Abia High School in 2011, and I spent 5 years at Truman State University down in Northeast Missouri, getting my bachelor's and my master's degree there, and was involved with opera and things down there. And then for 5 years, I spent as a band director at Anamosa High School up in Anamosa in eastern Iowa. And while I was there, I got involved with Giving Tree Theater. It's a local small theater up in Marion, Iowa, just east of Cedar Rapids. And that is where I've been given a lot of opportunities to do even more directing since directing Bye Bye Birdie back in 2016. It feels like a long time ago. And Linda was involved with that. And so, yeah, my mom is on the live events committee here, and she had seen these murder mysteries that we had done up in Marion. We've done this show actually 3 years ago up in Marion, and audiences just really enjoy them, and we've programmed them more and more up there to meet that need. And I thought, well, this would be a great thing to bring to the Abia community. And I think that if people come out and see the show, which I really hope that they will, then they'll see that is the case. And so, yeah, like Linda said, I'm kind of on a break here. May is a little bit more open for me. And so it allowed an opportunity for me to be able to pop back and do some directing, which has been a lot of fun. And like she said, I directed Bye Bye Birdie. I directed under Betsy Jones when I was in high school and then junior high. And then I've done some directing, music directing mostly, but also some directing up at Giving Tree Theater in Marion. So this has been a fun thing, though, because I've grown up with a lot of these people. I really cut my teeth in community theater here at Abia through being in the Follies, and then also being in Oklahoma when that was staged back in 2011 under Betsy Jones. And then Oliver, Dave and I were in Oliver and in Oklahoma there together, and that was in 2012. Yeah, it just always feels special for me to come back and kind of be back in my roots there at the King.
Tip of the cap to you, Caleb, for reminiscing, going down memory lane. That was great. Dave, he mentioned that comedy part, and you mentioned, too, the Three Stooges. You know, comedy is the type of deal that gives you a good feeling, you know, get that belly muscle, you know, working and laughing. How cool is that to have a comedy that's going to be happening right here in Abia?
Well, this is like I mean, I've gone, my wife and I have gone to murder mysteries in Des Moines, and they're very funny. But to be on stage, I was Oscar Madison in The Odd Couple, which is very funny. And I was crazy brother Teddy in Arsenic and Old Lace, which is a really a grim kind of a comedy. This is so much different because you take on the character, which are these really bizarre people who you get to completely leave yourself and become, in my case, B.S. Shawshank. And it is, it's very, a lot of physicals. I think if we were younger, it would be a lot more physical. We have on stage, we have several knee replacements and a hip or two. But it's very physical. And Caleb gives us, he's really good about, hey, maybe we could try this. And he'll say, no. But then we'll give another suggestion. You know, that would work. And then he'll kind of craft it for us and stuff. So, but yeah, if you want to just spend a couple hours just laughing, this is the place to be. It's funny.
Sounds great. I'm talking with Linda Hoskins, Caleb Hazelhune, and Dave Paxton for our installment of Just Start Talking. There's a activity coming up in the downtown Albee area at the King Opera House. Murder at Rancho Mucho Dineros. It's going to be happening May 24th, 25th, and 26th. A $10 bill gets you in the door. How cool is that? And so, Caleb, this is the uniqueness of it. Audience participation, they get to be a part of this, and talk more about that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of information presented, and like has been said before, you really do have to pay attention because there's these little details that kind of just come out at certain times. So when audience members enter the theater, they'll be given an accusation form, and they can use that form to kind of take notes about different things that happen, and we really encourage people to be kind of in groups of two or more, and you can kind of sit with your group and talk about things as they happen. This isn't the kind of thing where we have to stay super quiet the entire time out in the audience. We can be having some quiet conversations about what's happening in front of us. And then, like I said, the audience has an opportunity to ask questions. So Gavin Archer, our PI, he will lead the audience kind of through those questions. And things will just come up because we hear a lot about these characters' backstories. And there's all these sort of shady things that happen that really beg a lot of questions. And so the audience has an opportunity to kind of hone in on those things like, oh, I heard this one character say this one thing earlier, and let me ask a question about that. Or these two characters have an interesting relationship, so I'm going to ask more questions about that. And we really do want people to ask questions because last night was one of our first nights where we were asking each other questions, and I think the cast really realized that that's where a lot of the fun is, too, kind of having to think on your feet and know what we know about the characters. So, yeah, we want people to come in and we want people to ask these questions because it really just makes a lot of fun, not only for us, but for the audience as well. And then that might spark more questions. And so people have the opportunity to ask a question of each individual character who is accused of the murder. Like I said, people have the opportunity to then make an accusation. And then if you have the correct answer of the accusation and the motive, then you will be given a prize. A fun cap off to the night.
I'm assuming that they need to bring a writing utensil then?
We'll have writing utensils and clipboards and things available so people have a surface to write on. We just want people to show up and bring their $10 for their ticket and have a good time.
How cool is that? I got to tell you, Linda, this is something that's been in the works for a long time. It just piggybacks on all the other live events that the King Opera House has been touting. Would you suspect that this is the crown jewel?
Well, I hope so. I hope so. We've been looking, you know, for that one thing. We've tried a lot of things. We're still kind of looking for that one thing that's going to draw people in, and I sure hope that this is it because a lot of work has gone into it. And, you know, I know we did at Christmas time, a women's group just did a smaller little thing, Who Stole the Silver Bells, and it was absolutely hilarious. It was just a one-night thing, but people got into their character, and you saw people in a whole different light than what you see them normally, and I think it's going to be the same thing for this particular murder mystery. So we're excited. We're going to get it promoted, keep promoting promoting it, and again, just hope that we can fill the seats up and get people to come in and have a great time.
It's not too far away. This coming weekend, May 24th, 25th, and 26th, that's a Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday, 7:30 on those Friday and Saturday performances, and then 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And Dave, of course, as always, the concession stand is open up, and people can enjoy that popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Lots of cheapest popcorn in 6 states.
And best.
Yeah.
Not biased at all.
So, Caleb, real quick, talk about your adventure in the PhD performance. Talk about that.
Yeah, I just completed my first year. It's actually a Doctor of Musical Arts program at the University of Iowa, and it's in voice and opera performance. And, I spend a lot of time singing and teaching voice lessons and performing in musicals and operas. And like Dave said, I have a couple operas on the dock for the summer. I'm doing an opera up in the Quad Cities. And then in August, in July, I'm going to be spending music directing a musical up in Cedar Rapids. And then in August, I'm going to be in Italy for a month singing an opera there. Like I said, I spend a lot of time singing and a lot of time teaching voice lessons. And it's really just kind of living the dream for me right now. So it's a lot of work. And it takes a lot of dedication, but it also is a lot of fun.
Well, give me the end result. Give me the, this is what I want to do when I grow up type deal.
Yeah, so I really enjoy the teaching aspect that's involved here. So ideally, I would like to be spending a good chunk of my time teaching voice lessons, whether that's like independently or at the post-secondary level, and then having opportunities outside of that in order to perform either locally or abroad.
Oh, my. Good for you. Local guy doing great on the not only the local scene and then the state scene, but also on the international scene as well. Before we wrap this up, though, Linda, you got a little bit of information more so about what's happening at the King Opera House that's coming up very soon.
Yes. May 24th is going to be an extremely busy day at the Opera House. It's also the last day of school in the Abbey District, so I think a joint effort between King Opera House and PTO have a ventriloquist, Chris Ortiz, coming. And in looking at his flyer, he seems to have a lot of different characters that he'll be speaking through. And that begins at 1:30, and that should be a lot of fun. And then at 3 o'clock, right across next door, the library is going to kick off the summer program. And all I know really much about this is it's their kickoff, but they're doing something about making foam in the courtyard. So they're using water and electricity from King Opera House, but something about foam, and I'm sure it goes along with their storyline. And then, of course, 7:30, the murder mystery will happen. And then July will be here before we know it. We will again have our series of free kids movies, 10 o'clock on Wednesday mornings in July. And you can check our Facebook page for those, and Abbey Iowa Happenings and so forth. 10 o'clock, a series of movies, and they're free because of our generous sponsors.
That is so nice to have those sponsors as well. And Dave, just one more time, give us a little spiel about your character for this Rancho Mucho Dinero's murder. Talk about that.
Well, I'm B.S. Shawshank, a Texas trillionaire who has multiple love interests. I've been typecast as this lecherous person now for the last 40 years in this parts, and I'm not sure I like it that much, but dang it, that's the way it is, ain't it, Caleb?
That is spot on. I gotta tell you, I can't wait to see it, and I'm sure a lot of people will too as well. The murder at Rancho Muchos Dineros coming up at the King Opera House Friday, May 24th at 7:30, Saturday, May 25th, and then on Sunday, May 26th at 2 p.m. Folks, thank you so much again. Linda, Caleb, and Dave, thanks for being with me here for this edition of Just Start Talking.
Thanks to you too, Pat.
Yeah, thank you.
To listen to this Just Start Talking segment once again, go to www.kiicradio.com. Select that audio vault, and on the right side, you'll be able to see that podcast and listen to it all over again.
Podcast. It's Ricky Skaggs for you this afternoon. I'm Mike Sheffield. How about this guy? I don't know what's wrong with, I don't know. From the files of Are You Kidding Me? This guy, what made him want to steal a police car? I don't know. I've said it time and time again on this show. I don't know what's going on in people's brains, but this guy, he wanted that police car so bad, he got into it not realizing that there was a police officer in the passenger seat. Yeah. Ended up causing a multi-vehicle accident, tried to escape. The officer was thrown from the vehicle because of the accident. But this guy, they got him. He's now in the room that has bars for a door. Maybe he's thinking about not wanting to steal a police car again, or anything for that matter. I don't know. I just don't know.
Our paths may never cross again. Maybe my heart will never mend. But I'm glad for all the good times, 'cause you brought me so much sunshine, and love was the best it's ever been. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Wouldn't have missed loving you, girl. You've made my whole life worthwhile with your smile. I wouldn't trade one memory, 'cause you mean too much to me. Even though I lost you, girl, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. They say that all good things must end. Love comes and goes just like the wind. Got your dreams to follow, but if I had the chance tomorrow, you know I'd do it all again.